time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Winnersville Fitness, Valvasta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newsoft 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And great to be here tonight, Jim. And going to be a great show tonight. We've got a lovely guest going to be calling in at 6:30, Wendy Jones. And she's going to be telling us all about her fitness story. And she is also a cancer survivor.
That's right. That's right. Met her in Orange Park, right?
That's correct.
A while back.
She... she is, I think, one of the managers at Planet Fitness there in Orange Park. Just a lovely young lady, and she's got quite a fitness story to tell. But, Jim, we've got a lot of good things happening. The NPC Night of the Gladiators, it has just turned into more than just a bodybuilding show.
Right, and I know you'll be sharing some exciting news about that later.
I will be sharing some exciting news about that. But we also found out some news just a while ago that we're going to be losing Mike, our board guy.
Right, all kind of changes coming.
For sure, for sure. But hey, I know you guys will still do great without me.
Well, no, we probably won't be as good without you, Mike. But we understand that you've got to move on, and we just wish you well in your new endeavors as you move to Kennesaw.
That's right. I'm sure we will miss Mike, but we do wish him luck in his next endeavors.
Well, I do appreciate that, of course, and I'll be tuning in every once in a while. So
that's right. You better be tuning in and listening to us old folks. You never know what we're going to talk about here. But, Mike, you've just been such a blessing to us and to Fit Talk Radio, and you've made me and Jim sound and look good, so we appreciate that.
Hey, you guys do that on your own. I'm just here to push the buttons for you. So.
The key is knowing which ones to push.
That's right. You know, I could make Jim get over there and learn that before you leave, but I'm afraid that it would be quite a mess, Mike, if I had Jim over there doing it. I know it would be if I was doing it. So
I've been trying to figure out which buttons to push for 60 years.
he has trouble even with this little phone.
I push some buttons all right, but sometimes it's the wrong ones.
Well, Miss Melba, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. Sean Eikenberry, thank you for joining us. Ron Heath, Pam York, Vicki Orr, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. This show is going to be just a little bit different tonight, but Jim and I have some news that we want to share with you. And it's, you know, in a way, it could be devastating news. And it was to us, actually. But
at the same time, it's not.
That's right. At the same time, it's not. And I'm choosing to have faith over fear and face this head on. I told somebody today that this particular person is also a cancer survivor. And I said, you know, I've gone through all the emotions, and now I'm just mad. I'm mad at everything that causes this disease. I'm mad because it's happening to people I know. I'm mad because now we recently found out that it's happening to me. I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and it is a very aggressive form of breast cancer. We did catch it in the early stages, and so for that, I'm grateful.
Yes, we are. I'm glad that we caught it early. And, you know, when we talked with the doctor and the team, most of the news was good. You know, we didn't like the number they gave us when they described the aggressiveness of it, but just about everything else was good news.
You know, it was. And, you know, it's funny because we've had breast cancer survivors on the show here. I've talked to people. I've known people that were have had cancer, but until it happens to you, you really don't get what it is and how it affects you. And, you know, now I'm beginning to read everything that there is to know about breast cancer, everything there is to know about cancer, about the cures, about the treatments.
All the options.
All
right?
The options. And that's, you know, it started with this lump under my arm. And so I had a doctor's appointment. I went, saw AJ Davis in Tifton, and he said, well, let's get an ultrasound of it. And, you know, then you just go, and then the next week you go for the ultrasound, then the next week you go for the biopsy, then the next week you go for the MRI, the lateral MRI. They tell me they think they see it in my left breast as well as my right. And you talking about a gambit of emotions, Jim.
Right,
as you well know,
at that point, you hadn't even met with a surgeon yet.
I hadn't even met with the surgeon yet. And not knowing what to do. I have so much respect and so much compassion and empathy now for people. Not that I didn't have some before, but, I mean, this is a real thing. This is very real, and it's very real for women. Because it affects their whole personality, Jim. You know, it can affect their self-image. It can affect their, you know, how they feel about themselves sexually, how they feel about themselves just as a person in clothes or without clothes, looking at yourself, especially if there's a bilateral mastectomy involved. And then, you know, there's all kinds of treatments. There's homeopathic treatments. There's, you know, chemo and radiation, which is, you know, as you know, in my mind, and you've got so many people coming at you from all different directions, offering advice and things. And I've got to do what I feel is right for me, just like any other breast cancer survivor has to go through. I mean, and you don't really know. See, we knew nothing about cancer, did we? I mean,
no, absolutely not.
You know, my mother had cancer. She had uterine cancer when she was 28. She had a complete hysterectomy. She took no chemo or radiation. I was about 10 years old, and that's all I remember. And she, you know, had a complete hysterectomy, and she had already had three kids, so it didn't mean anything to her, and that was the end of it. But now there's just so many options, and of course, I want to live, you know, and I'm sure you, I think you want me to too.
I'm sure I do. I can't make lasagna as good as you can.
Well, you know, I can't. You can't, but you can't make it. I've never had your lasagna, to be honest. So I don't know
how good
it
is. You don't want to. But,
I don't want to have your
lasagna. But, you know, seriously, though, we talked about this. We're grateful for all the information we've gathered. You know, and you've talked to people, and I know you've been reading. You got your cancer book that you carry around.
This is my new Bible.
Your new Bible, but also you've talked with a lot of people in person, online, on the telephone, whatever it might be. And this ranges from doctors to nurses. Now, I'm not talking about your own team, just other doctors,
right.
Nurses, people in the health field, but also people who have had cancer and said, you know, here's my experience, and, you know, here's what I would recommend. And even, you know, we have some family members who are in the medical field. So we're getting all this information, all this advice, all these opinions, which is good, you know, because I know you want to just soak up as much information as you can so that you can make an informed decision. But the thing is, obviously, not everyone agrees. You know, as far as, well, do you get a lumpectomy? Do you get a mastectomy? Do you get a double mastectomy? Do you do radiation? Do you do chemo? Do you take a holistic approach, et cetera, et cetera? And then, you know, everybody's got different ideas, and including where you should go. You know, oh, go to this clinic or go to this hospital, go to this. But in the end, it comes down to us, mostly you, and we haven't been to medical school, and we don't have a medical degree, and we've never had cancer. And, you know, here's this just very, very, very important decision that has to be made, and it comes down to you.
And that's a lot. That's a lot on any person, really. And I think that's where the emotions have come from. Okay, I have cancer. They say I have cancer. Charles Clark, thank you for joining in on us tonight. Lois Gardner, thank you for joining us tonight. You know, so now, what is the best option for me? You know, what is the best now? So it's overwhelming that one person has to make that decision. And I'm trying to, like you said, I'm trying to make an informed decision. I'm trying to learn as much as I can because there's a lot of options.
Yes.
I mean, it's not as cut and dried as you would think.
And then what you find out, or what I've found out, because again, I didn't know a lot about this before. I still don't know a lot about it, but I'm learning. But, you know, people tell you different things about chemo. Well, you know, they'll tell you this about chemo. I took chemo and this, and I took chemo and this happened. And I took chemo. There's different types of chemo.
Yes. I didn't realize that.
I just thought chemo was chemo.
I did too.
But so, no, there's different types of chemo.
There's different types. There's different strengths. There's
they mix different cocktails.
They mix different cocktails with, you know. But all of that is very, very invasive in your body. Mm-hmm. Any type of chemo or radiation. Now, I did learn one thing that I didn't know, me and you both did, that radiation is centralized just to that area, just to the area where and I have what they call invasive ductal carcinoma, and they put radiation there. Well, once you have radiation there, and it's 18 days that I would have to have it for 30 minutes at a time.
18 consecutive days.
18 consecutive days that I would have to have it. And once you have that radiation there in that, you can never have it again, Jim. Mm. You can never have it again there. So, because it does kill the cancer, but it kills everything else there in that area, you know, and your body can't take it again. You can't, you know, it'd be like burning a hole through you, I guess. And so, you know, that I learned that. Well, then there's different types of chemo. Me, I also have kidney disease. I have autoimmune diseases, you know, so I'm very concerned about that. There are certain chemos that are worse on kidneys than others. And I understand that they can make you a cocktail that is, you know, designed for you and for your situation. But you've also got to have one strong enough to kill the cancer. So, to me, that was just, all this was just overwhelming. And that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. I just didn't realize that so many things. And chemo, radiation, if you take radiation, it is 18 days. If you take chemo, it could be 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's a long, drawn-out thing. And depending on what kind of chemo you take, now I understand there is one by mouth that you can take. I don't know if that's one that would be available to me or not. I mean, I just learned so much. It depends on what the chemo is and how much. And you might be sitting there for 6 hours or 12 hours or 10, I mean, or two. I mean, you know, it's a long, drawn-out process. It doesn't just, when you take chemo, I mean, it's a whole nother ball game. So there is a lot to think about. And I never even thought about all this when I've been talking to these breast cancer survivors and these people that have gone through it, these women who have lost their hair and that have just been through it and what it does to their body. And I just have never had that conversation, you know, with anybody to go in depth. So, I mean, this is as devastating as it sounds. Probably these decisions to me have been most troubling. To try to decide what is the best protocol for me. The good news is this is a curable cancer. What it's going to take to cure it, though, and what I'm willing to do, I guess that's the question.
And I know that we've obviously been praying for discernment and wanting the Lord to guide us in this. And we're also aware that a lot of other people have been praying for you, and we appreciate that.
Oh, I'm telling you, I have had outpouring of love and support and from so many people, some people totally unexpected. And, you know, one of the reasons, Jim, and I wanted to talk about this tonight is because, you know, we won't be on the air on 105.9 WVGA for a couple of months, probably, dealing with all this. Just coming to Valdosta is going to be rough. If we do some Facebook Lives, we might be able to do it from home. But it's, so we wanted to share. We didn't want to just not be on the air for 2 months and y'all wonder what in the world happened to us. But we know that y'all will be thinking about us and praying for us. And some people have already reached out to me that know now, and it's overwhelming. And I receive all those prayers and all those texts and all those wonderful messages. I know we're putting it out here on Facebook tonight, but I just didn't want to put out a text. I wanted to be able to explain, you know, what was happening and what we're doing. And so since we're not going to be, you know, live and on the air like this, this is just the way we chose to do it. So we hope that y'all understand and bear with us. If you are a cancer survivor out there and you would like to call in tonight, I would love for you to call in 229-241-1059 and tell us your story quickly. We'll get as many on as we can if they start calling. But I think this is important. This is why our NPC Night of the Gladiators will be, we will be working with the American Cancer Society, and we will be talking this up, because again, now this gives me a platform, and I'm mad that this has come to me. I'm mad that it's come to my friends. I'm mad. And so I'm going to do what I can, and we can be a voice, Jim, and the show can be a voice. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate that. I told Jim, I said, I wanted to come here tonight, and I wanted to speak very openly and about this situation, and I wanted to, it's not a poor, pitiful me situation, because I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get well. I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure that this doesn't come back on me again. And I'm going to be a voice, for beating cancer.
Yes. And I was going to clarify, because when you say, oh, now I'm just mad. This is not mad where it's, okay, I'm mad, I'm going to poke my lip out and sit here
right,
and do nothing.
No.
When she says she's mad, she's, you know, you talk about cancer being aggressive. Cancer hadn't seen aggressive, you know. Maria's going to show cancer what aggressive is. And when she says she's mad, that means she's about to get out there and do some things to help some other people and to use our platform and to spread awareness.
To spread awareness. Because I thought I was aware until it happened to me. Crystal Royals, thank you for joining us tonight. So good to see you. Long time. We haven't talked. I'm sorry you're having to hear all this on Facebook Live, Crystal. But, I just didn't realize. And, you know, there's just so many components to this. And I think, like I said, I go through the gambit of emotions. You know, I was emotional because, you know, the doctor said I had cancer. I was even offended because before my biopsy, they were already calling in people to tell me all about breast cancer and tell me. And I'm thinking, you have not even done the biopsy yet, and you're assuming that I have breast cancer. Well, The reason they were assuming that, because they have seen this. They had seen the ultrasounds. They have seen this for 25 years, looking at these nurses have. And they knew that. They already knew, you know, even though, I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, they've seen this over and over and over again. And I even came home and told you, Jim, I said, you know, this is offending me, you know.
Yeah. And you even said, I don't think I have cancer.
Yeah. I said, cause I feel fine. Okay. We have a caller on the air.
Hello, caller.
Maria, this is Lily Hutto.
Hey, Miss Lily. Thank you for calling in tonight. Bless your heart. You can really tell us. You've been through this. You can tell us all about it.
I'm a cancer survivor of going on 6 years. I had triple negative breast cancer. I found the lump myself after 6 months of having a mammogram. It's important to get a mammogram, but it's very important to do a self-exam also. I went through chemo. I went through radiation, and they just took my lump out. It is a scary thing. Because it's new, you don't know what you're going to do. You go, like you said earlier, through the steps of going to get the biopsy and all the screening and going from one doctor to the other, and you don't know what to do. So the way my husband and I finally decided what to do is we asked our surgeon, which was Joel Johnson and Tifton, what would you do if this was your wife? And so he led me to having just the lump taken out. And I was well with that, but let me back up. I never called my hiccup, my cancer, I called it my hiccup, because I knew God was going to heal me.
Amen.
And when we have a hiccup, they don't last forever.
That's
so
right.
God healed, I'm fine. You're going to be fine. You just got to decide which way you and Jim being beside you, he's going to be there for you to help decide which way to go. And whichever way you go, God's going to be with you.
Yes. Amen.
Well, can I ask you a question, Miss Lily? Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, you went through the chemo, so how was that for you?
The chemo was fine for me. I'd heard all the horror stories of throwing up and carrying on. I did not throw up the first time. They give you medicine for that. I was tired, and I had what they call chemo flu, as I had taken the chemo like on a Tuesday, and then by Friday I would get a fever, and I'd be cold. And but then that wouldn't last a day or two. Then I was fine. But the chemo was fine. The radiation was fine. It was no horror story for me whatsoever.
What about the radiation?
The radiation was good. The radiation was good. I did 31 days of radiation.
You did 31 days. Well, they told me I would need to do 18 days. So, see, everybody's a little bit different situation, isn't it? I mean, that's another thing I found out. You've got different types of cancer, different types of protocols, depending on what stage was your cancer.
Mine was stage 2, and it was triple negative, which is very aggressive.
That is very aggressive. Yes. That's right. Now, my cancer was ER positive and PR positive, which means it was estrogen and progesterone fed. And what brought it on?
Yeah, triple negative with no hormones whatsoever.
Right, right. They don't really know where you got that from.
No, I got checked for the BRCA. I did not have that, so I didn't have to worry about my girls as far as that was concerned.
Had anybody in your family ever had cancer before, breast cancer, Miss Lily?
They did about 40 years ago, my mama's sister had breast cancer.
Wow.
So it did run in my family.
So it was in your genetic makeup then. So
yes, ma'am.
Melissa Jones, how are you? Melissa, I thank you for joining us tonight. This is my beautiful family. I said I'm going to cry.
Doug and Karen King, thanks you for tuning in, and Beverly Smith.
That's right. Melissa, we need to talk, honey. I need to call you and TJ, and we need to have a talk. I'm facing a battle right now. I have just been diagnosed with breast cancer, and so that's what this show is all about today. But with God's help and my husband and family, and I'm gonna beat this. And they say that I am gonna beat it. So I'm very, very just trying to make some decisions. We are coming to Jacksonville, March the 12th to Mayo Clinic. So maybe we'll try to make a date, Melissa, and see y'all then. Our Ohio family is on tonight, and thank you. Jasmine Craig, thank you for joining us tonight, Jasmine. Cole's sweet stepdaughter there in Tifton, Carrie's daughter, one of her twins. Thank you for joining us. It is emotional, Lily.
Yeah.
6 years ago, what was your whole process? How long did it take you from start to finish to having surgery to getting well?
I started my first chemo in January, and I was through November the 13th, and my great-granddaughter was born on that day. So God blessed me with a great-grandbaby that she's 5 now, and I keep her every day.
Wow. Wow.
You'll get your strength back. You just don't keep going. You just keep striving to do what you're going to do. Don't just lay down. Get up and go.
Yeah, that's...
And my thing was, my daughter's introduced me to a Hello Gorgeous makeover, and that was something I wanted to give back to cancer ladies, and Cindy Smallwood and I got that started in Fitzgerald, and we do that once a month, and we get to talk to cancer ladies, not just breast cancer, but any kind of cancer, and I feel like that's paying it forward, you know, to help them.
Listen, Lily, it is a great program that y'all are doing over there, and I've been just a small part of that. Hope to be a bigger part as the months come on. It's Cindy's passion. It's your passion, I think. And I understand why now. I understand why. You know, sometimes we just have to get in the same boat with people before we understand, you know, how yes. they're rowing, you know, and how they're.
Well, like you said earlier, you felt for these people that had cancer, but you didn't really know how they felt until you had it.
That's exactly right.
Now you know. Now you can talk to them.
Yes.
You know, before you didn't know what to say to somebody that had cancer. You know, all you can do is say, "I'm sorry," but now you can relate to that person.
Absolutely.
You can talk to them.
Absolutely,
you know?
I can. And that is so, yeah. You know, and at the same time, that is also empowering, Lily, isn't it? It's empowering to me to know that I can call you. I can call Cindy. Yeah. I can call people. I can call Michelle. Some of these people that I know that have gone through it that are in the trenches, you know, fighting and helping. Mm-hmm. And that's yeah. like I told you earlier, you know, that's, I'm mad now. I'm ready to do something about this. I'm ready to,
right.
To help make a difference in whatever small way I can. And,
right.
I think that, you know, and, you know, I have such a support system. My husband is just my rock and my family. Yeah. And then so many people like yourself has reached out to me. And so I appreciate your love and your support and your prayers. And I'm receiving all of those prayers from Ohio, Miss Lewis. We're going to receive every one of those prayers in Jesus' name. And I'm going to be lifted up. And I know that God is the healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. And I know that yeah. I can be healed one way or another, you know, and he has got me in his hands. Well, Lily, what message would you tell somebody out there that's fighting the situation today? What inspiration can you leave them with?
Not to listen to anyone that's got negative thoughts about it. Stay strong. Keep your faith in God. A scripture he gave me was "Be still and know that I am God," and that was like, "Lily, I've got this. I'm going to take care of this. It's going to be a slow process because it took from January to November for me to completely say, okay, I'm on the road to recovery. I'm a survivor. Just keep your faith in God. You know, keep your faith in God, and he'll be there."
Well, Lily, thank you so much for calling tonight. You have been a blessing. You've been a blessing to me. You've listened to me. You've answered my questions. And I appreciate you, hon. I love you so much.
Thank you, and I love you. And thank you for helping. Hello, gorgeous. And call me anytime.
I will. And we'll be talking soon. We got some big plans coming up for the summer.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
That was Lily Hutto. They do a wonderful program, Hello Gorgeous, with Cindy Smallwood over there and helping all these ladies.
Yeah, and for those not familiar, why don't you just briefly describe Hello Gorgeous and what they do?
These women that are cancer survivors and have lost their hair and have lost their self-esteem, because it can do so many things. When you lose your hair, I mean, I've had my head shaved because of my brain injury and all, but I didn't lose it because of the chemo. But you lose your eyelashes, you lose, you know, your hair all over your body. And then, of course, if you've had a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, then your body is deformed too. And that is a hard knock on a woman, Jim. And Hello Gorgeous comes and surprises these women. They take them to get either a wig or get their hair, a good hairdo. Present them with a gift bag. They take them out to eat, and their family comes and meets them. They give them flowers. They've presented up with a new outfit.
Might have a limo pull up.
They have a limo pull up, give them flowers. They get a new outfit, and it just brightens these women's lives up. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing this for quite a while. Carrie McKinney, thank you for joining us tonight, honey. Jasmine has joined us a while ago. You know, it's just a great thing that Cindy Smallwood over there in Fitzgerald has been doing, and Lily has been helping her and assisting her with this project. So I hope to be involved in that, Jim, a little bit more.
Yeah, well, it's just a great endeavor.
It certainly is. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll have Wendy Jones on the line to tell us her fitness story. Thank y'all for joining us tonight, for listening in. Just keep me and Jim in your prayers as we go through this process, and I'm sure that we will be keeping you informed. Judy Eldridge, Lord bless you, girl. How are you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk. We're going to go to this commercial break, and then we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I think we have a caller on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Well, hey, Miss Wendy, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, Maria? How are you, Jim?
We're good. Welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
It's, we've been trying to get you on here for a while.
Yes, I know. Our schedules have just been all over the place, I think, lately. But I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm so happy to to be able to be on the call tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight, Wendy. Well, you know, we met you in Orange Park when we were at Six Pack Supplements, big grand opening there, Daniel's Place there. And you know, you were just had the most bubbliest personality. You were excited about life, and come to find out, you worked right next door at Planet Fitness.
That is correct, and I absolutely love my job here at Planet Fitness. I mean, it is just a phenomenal place to be. It is so high energy, and I have the best members that come in. And like you said, not to mention Six Pack Supplements is right next door.
Right next door.
So I always, Yes, I try to collaborate the two together and say, hey, if you're looking for that morning protein, you know, pre-workout, let's go over to Stack, let's go check out Daniel, and let's go see what they have. And then, you know, you'll be all ready to come in and celebrate your journey here at Planet Fitness.
Well, what do you do at Planet Fitness, Wendy?
So here at Planet Fitness, I do an array of things, actually. I enjoy seeing our members that come in, our regular members that come in, and help them with their achieving their goals and reaching their reaching their fitness goals, and then also new members. So when people come in to the gym, you know, they're not sure, it looks a little intimidating, but as you know, Planet Fitness is known to be no intimidation, judgment-free zone, which is that is exactly what we stand for, and that's exactly what we mean. But my thrill out of it is just watching members that become my friends, they become my family, and I know that Planet Fitness is written on the outside of the door, but I like to call us Planet Family. Because while you are here, you are my family. And, you know, and in life when we have two places to go, most people just, you know, you go to work and you go home. You go to work and you go home. So you need that third place, and that third place is the gym. And if it's not Planet Fitness, then it needs to be somewhere else where you can engage in yourself and do what's better for you and thrive and grow. And you can do that through fitness. And I like to walk with people through their fitness journey. I love to watch them change. I love to see the happy faces. So, you know, sweat, tears, and pain equals success to me.
You know, so yeah, this is why I just fell in love with you. Because, I mean, Jim, did you hear how energetic she talks?
Oh, yeah. I said the same thing from the minute I met her. I said, this woman is she's high energy.
She's high energy, and she is passionate about what I'm passionate about, Jim.
Me.
That's right. Fitness, exactly.
Wendy, you know, Wendy, did you hear what Jim said? Did you hear what Jim said? That you're passionate about him.
Well, my wife said you're passionate about the same thing she is. So y'all, I appreciate y'all.
We passionate about you, Jim.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Well, she admitted it, Jim. See there.
You know what? We all just going to love each other like we're supposed to.
That's right. We're going to love each other.
That's right.
Even though we're a brother from another mother.
That's right. Well, oh, you do. You got to do that in your everyday life, you know?
That's right. Well, you know what? I've been in the fitness industry 45 plus years, and just like you, you know, I have, you know, the people that I came in contact with in the fitness industry have been my family. Shaq, how are you?
Goodness.
Oh, my, Shaq Garvin,
heard
a
from
friend
Shaq
of ours
in a while.
Who's just
Thank
joined
you,
us on
Shaq,
Facebook.
For tuning in.
Thank you. Good to see you, honey.
Wow.
But, you know, you have quite a fitness story yourself. You have quite the fitness story.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, about 6 years ago, during a workout session, I was lifting some weights, and I realized things were starting to trouble me. I was losing a lot of muscle content. I was losing a lot of weight very quickly. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I knew there was something wrong, and I figured at that point that was the time I needed to go get checked out. So I went in, and come to find out, I had thyroid cancer, and it was spreading. So the cancer, and a lot of people aren't familiar with your thyroid, but let me tell you, it controls everything. It controls your muscle. It controls your behaviors, it controls your eating habits, it controls your sleeping patterns. There's a multitude of things that the thyroid does. And I was just eat up with cancer. So, and it was slowly growing and hopefully not getting into my lymph nodes. And at the time, we weren't sure if it had reached that or not. So, lo and behold, I end up in chemo and radiation treatments. And I did about 6 or 7 of those treatments before it was discussed and realized that the best thing for me would be to be a total removal of the thyroid and the thyroid gland as the cancer started to travel to my pituitary gland, which is located in the brain and it's between the eyes. So before that happened, I was like, oh, we can't have that. So they went ahead and doctors, I'm so grateful every single day, but they went in and they removed my thyroid, they removed the gland, and, you know, when there was a lot of struggles, you have to recreate and reborn yourself. And there was a lot of times where I was down and I just was like, I can't do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Look at me. All my hair fell out. I had absolutely no muscle content whatsoever. I had, I'd gained, you know, extra weight and water weight and things that I just wasn't really happy with myself. And I was also really, really sad at the things that I was going through. And once I realized, or once the doctors had told me that, hey, you are cancer-free at this point. And I said, well, okay. And I was like, well, what am I able to do? And they said, well, what do you want to do? And that lit up the light bulb in my head. And I went, you know what I want to do? I want to get back to where I was, but only this time I'm going to do it twice as better and I'm going to do it twice as long. So on my way to recovery, the only way I could have recovered is through fitness. So I started at home. I started with your basic jumping jacks, your basic sit-ups, your basic push-ups, just, and then I wanted more. And I kept growing and kept thriving. And every time I went to a doctor's appointment and they said, yep, you're still cancer-free, you're looking good, keep it up, don't stop. It's going to take, you know, a lot of work for you to get back to where you were. And to this day, I'm 6 years cancer-free. I have totally recovered. And I have to tell you, if it weren't for fitness, I don't know where I would be. Because you can't do anything without fitness. I mean, when you are healthy and you are working out and that blood is flowing and that oxygen is flowing through your brain and you're just like, yes, I am on top of the world and I am not going to let anything stop me, because for sure my ladder is greater than my forward, and I have never forgotten that. So it's okay to not be okay. It's just not okay to stay that way, and I was not going to stay okay. I wanted to be better than okay, and that's where I am today. So I hope that everyone that crosses my path, that walks through those doors or walks through Six Pack, knows that I am there for you. I am going to celebrate your journey with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to get on that treadmill. I'm going to lift with you. I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep you in here and keep you engaged, to keep that total body, mind, soul connection. Because without that, you know, you kind of lose yourself. And it's a lot of, you know, I'm kind of tenacious and a lot of perseverance. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep going. You're going to have bad days. That's okay, because my next 5 days are going to be so much better, and every day is just a challenge, and I accept that challenge, and I'm ready. I'm like, bring it on. Let's go, because I'm going to defeat it, and I'm going to win. And that's where we are, is helping everybody get through, because if I know I can do it, I know anybody I talk to can get through it.
Good for you.
Good for you, Wendy.
Our friend Shaq is watching on Facebook Live, and she says, you can cry, you can crawl, but you better not quit.
There you go. And
Wendy, that's right.
You know, we knew that you were calling in today, but I did not know you were a cancer survivor. I mean, I didn't know that until you told me just about an hour ago. God just coordinated this show for you tonight, for you to be here to encourage me, you know, and to uplift me, and not just me, but anybody listening. You know, if you've got cancer, ladies, gentlemen, whoever you are, don't give up. And I believe that fitness has saved my life, maybe not once and not twice, but maybe the third time in my life, where had I not been physically fit and able to do what I'm doing mentally, you know, and physically, you know, something would have took me out.
That's right.
Either the brain injury that I had, now it's cancer. Before that, it was infections. And so, you know, in the last 12 years, this is the third major illness that I have battled. But I'm telling you, you just pumped me up, Wendy, and with your story.
You can. There isn't anything you cannot do. There isn't anything you cannot do. You know, I look at a set of barbells, or I look at a weight bench, or I look at someone, you know, and I think, you know, no matter what you do, you can cry to that weight. You can kick it. You can cuss at it. You can throw it. You can love it. You can do what you want. But you know what? It's always going to be there. That gym is always going to be there. No matter what kind of mood you're in, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, you can always, always depend on a gym. You can always depend on weights. But most of all, you got to depend on yourself, and you got to believe in yourself. And if you don't believe it in yourself, I'm going to believe in you, and I'm going to tell you that you can do it, because I do believe in you. And no matter what you face, Maria, I'm with you. I am with you right there. You might be in Georgia, but we're not too far away.
No,
you know,
we're not.
From the South, and you know what? You know, we're gonna make this happen, and you're gonna get through that.
Well, Gary Hampton, thank you for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk. Marty Cohen, good to see you, Marty. I'm sorry that we
Hi, Marty.
I'm sorry that we put this out there like we did, but we just feel like that it was important. And, you know, this happened to me for a reason. And, you know, Jim, my fitness has been part of my life, my whole life. It's been my whole career. Shaq, I will see if we have enough time. We would love for you to share your poem. Just hang on there with us, okay? And maybe we'll have some time here at the very end.
When we finish up with Wendy, okay. If there's time, we're going to give you a number here, Shaq. Write this down. You can call in. We only have one line. But the number is 229-241-1059.
Okay, so you'll have to, if the line's still busy, just keep calling. You know, cancer affects so many people and in so many different ways. But you are a wonderful success story for Cancer Lily Hutto, who just called in from Fitzgerald, her success story. You know, this has just given me another reason. God has just opened up another door for me to give him the glory and to be a mouthpiece for those who maybe can't be a mouthpiece.
Amen.
We've already been talking about we're gonna use our upcoming bodybuilding competition, Night of the Gladiators, to showcase these ladies that are battling cancer. We're gonna recognize them at that show.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
You're going to touch more lives, Maria, than you could ever imagine. I mean, you know, this is your third major illness that you're going to be faced with. But you know what? It's not for no reason at all. It is for a reason. It's because there are lots of men and women out there that need you, and they need your presence, and they need that encouragement. And you are the right person for that. And although you've got this obstacle, you've faced many other obstacles. This one is just, it's a drop of hat in the box, and you got this, Maria, because everybody's life that you're going to touch is going to keep crossing your path. There's a reason for that. And you know, like you said, it's in God's hands, and he's going to take care of you no matter what, and you're going to pull people through. You're going to be like, grab my hand. I got this. And then I'm going to be calling you and saying, let me hear your success story, Maria. So I have no doubt at all. I'm a firm believer. And fitness and health, and God is number one, so I have him to thank overall.
That's exactly right. God will help her beat this, and then when she does, this will just be one more chapter in her testimony.
That's right.
Now, Jim, I said I wasn't going to cry on this show, and you and Wendy are going to make me cry, so I'm not going to cry. Because, you know, this is about I'm mad, and I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to change
you. Right.
I'm not going to be poor, pitiful me. I'm going to be, you know, I can do this, and with God, all things are possible.
Right.
Jeremiah 29:11. You know, for I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, a plan for good and not for evil,
right.
A plan to give you a hope and a future, and a plan to prosper you. So
that's right.
I feel like the devil's trying
that's
to take
right.
me out for a reason, and I'm not going to let him. But you know, Wendy, your story, Lily Hutto's story, so many women and men's stories out there who are cancer survivors. I mean, it's not about just me. It's about all people out there who have survived cancer, who have fought the hard fight. And it's also for those who have fought the hard fight and it still took them anyway. You know, they have families out there. They have left children. You know, my mother, when she found out she had cancer at 28 years old, she prayed for God to let her live and let her see her children grow up. She died at 81 years old. And, you know, God answered that prayer for her. And so, you know,
that's right.
I have, my children are grown, but I would like to have a few more years to see my grandchildren and maybe some great grandchildren and to live some more years with my wonderful husband. I would love, you know, but, you know, whatever God's will is for my life. But I don't think cancer is going to take me out. I don't think I'm not going to let it, and I'm going to fight hard.
I don't think so either.
I'm going to fight hard to not let
it. I'm extremely confident in you, Maria. I mean, I am beyond confident in your recovery and your time. And, of course, this is going to be another journey. But you know what? It's another journey that, you know, you never know where you're going. So when you feel lost, you're never lost. It's just you're going to a place you've never been before. So it's another thing to conquer. It's another thing to add to your belt. And you are the superstar. And you've been put in this position because you're out there and you're going to help somebody else. And you've got to help somebody else get through this as they help you and hold your hand. But we're all holding your hand, and we are all cheering you on. And we are all here to say, you know what? You know, forget it. Cancer involves so many people, like you said. I mean, you know, we're never promised tomorrow, you know, but there are so many people right now laying in a hospital bed or laying in hospitals wishing they just had one more day, praying they had one more day, and that will make you realize that there is nothing to complain about in this world. The only complaint you can have is that, you know what, I need more time, so you're going to get that more time, but there aren't any complaints. It's just thrive and grow and learn, and you capture that moment and you capture these days, and you are one powerful woman. And I know from just talking to you and meeting you that if anybody can be faced with such a challenge, it is you who is going to overcome. And when you do, oh my goodness gracious, all the angels and everybody's going to be dancing and cheering, and so are me and Jim. And Jim, yep. Jim, you're going to be out there dancing and
celebrating.
That'll
be a sight. Yeah.
And we're going to be like, yep, here's your trophy.
Don't let
You've
Jim
got
dance.
It. You've got it. Badge of honor all the way.
Well, listen, you are just an inspiration, not only to me, but anybody who's been listening to you tonight. If they didn't get excited listening to you, then they must be dead.
They better check their pulse.
They better check their pulse. That's right. And, you know,
that's right. Check
the
their
whole
pulse.
Thing.
We're pumped.
The whole thing I'm going to tell, and, you know, I know that y'all say, well, Maria, you've been doing this all your life. You've been doing this all your life. But, you know, I still have to get in there and do it. And sometimes I don't want to.
That's right.
But people, we got to move your body no matter what it is, whether you have cancer, no matter what you got, if you need to lose weight. No matter what. Move that body. Our bodies were made to move and to do things. And, you know, sometimes it's not fun for me and Jim. You know, he's got this aching pain, and his neck's hurting, and his back's hurting, and my knee's hurting, and my elbow's hurting, and my shoulder's hurting, and, you know, but, you know, we still have to keep moving. If we stop, then we will, you know, come
that's
to
right.
an end. And it's all about moving
give
that body. I've got there's an 80-year-old woman, Iris Davis. Go look her up on Instagram. She's 80 years old. She's the world's oldest bodybuilder. But she's been moving that body. She started because she found
right.
a tragedy in her life in her early 20s. She lost her baby. She lost her husband. You know, and so she started walking.
That's right.
You know, listen, I'm training a woman now, and I'm not going to call her name, but she's 79 years old. She is moving that body. She's a beautiful lady. She's got a great
right.
figure, but she's moved her body. She takes no medicine. You know, people, you have got right. to get your body in shape if you want to live and have quality of life.
Right.
And that's not to say
you
that something's not going to take you out someday, because there's once a time
sure.
to be born and once a time to die. But, you know, we can
right.
and clean up our diet. Now, I'm a sugar addict.
That's
I like my sugar. Well, guess what? Guess what cancer yes. feeds on? Glucose, sugar. You know, well,
that's right.
I had a little pity party and had me a lot of sugar yesterday. I ain't going to lie. You know, I ain't going to tell
that's
you what
okay.
I ate.
You're entitled to that.
I'm not going to tell
you
what I ate because it was bad. It was really bad what I ate. It was pure sugar what I ate, and it was a lot of it. It was a whole bag of it.
Well,
so,
you know,
I'm not going to lie.
It was good. I'm sure it was really good, though. And you
it
enjoyed
was at
every
the time.
Minute of it. And you know what? That's okay.
It was at the time.
That's
but
okay. You deserved it.
I'm going to get – I'm back on it today, you know, because, you know, cancer is fed by sugar. Now, mine was fed by estrogen
that's
and progesterone,
right.
but it for the cells
yeah.
to grow and to divide, they need sugar.
Yeah.
They need glucose. So
they do.
I don't
that's
need
right.
to have sugar anymore. You know, I don't – I need to get off of it.
No.
But
sugar is not what our bodies need. I mean, we definitely don't need the sugar. You are absolutely correct how sugar will attack our bodies. You know, I mean, they say small things in moderation, of course. There's going to be sugars in everything you,
right.
you eat practically, you know, and sometimes we do deserve to have that. Oh, I love, you know, chocolate or whatever it may be. Okay, well, that's fine. You go ahead and you satisfy yourself that way. But then you got to keep in mind, you know what? I've already satisfied myself. I'm not going to keep encouraging the things that I don't need, because that's
right.
too easy. It's like the negativities in life. It is so easy to be negative. Why? Don't be negative. It's much more easier to be happy and be fruitful and to be a giver and to be a servant to yourself and appreciate yourself. I mean, when you look in the mirror, I mean, if the world is going to beat you up and other people are going to beat you up, why are you going to beat yourself up?
That's right.
You know, that just doesn't make any common sense. You know, what makes sense is for you to take care of yourself, and fitness is how you take care of yourself. Your body wants it. Your body craves to sweat. Your body craves to lift or run or walk, or even if it's just going up and down your stairs in your house, or even if it's just a walk around the block, or whatever you do. You know, you do it to the best of your abilities, and don't stop. Don't look for an excuse, because your mind is going to tell you a whole bunch of fibs and lies and things that aren't true, you know. But what is true is that you keep moving, and as long as you keep moving and you don't stop, there isn't anything you cannot conquer. I mean, you know, they even say fitness takes care of, like it helps people with dementia. You won't get dementia.
Absolutely.
You won't get certain illnesses and things like such as that. But you know, we're not promised tomorrow, so we have to make sure that whatever we do today, it is appreciated among ourselves. And when I look at the mirror, this is what I do every single morning. When I wake up in the mirror, I look at myself and I'm like, you know what? You're smart. You're strong. You're beautiful, and you got this. So no matter what comes across my path, I'm going to defeat, I'm going to own, and I'm going to honor it and respect it, because I respect myself, fighters, and that are fighting, they're winning that fight. You don't stop, because you're fighting for yourself. You know, you're fighting for what you believe in and what you know is to be true. And you know as well as I do, Maria, that you know what? You can't stop. Once you start, it becomes a lifestyle, and you can choose your lifestyle. And when you choose a good lifestyle, and that doesn't mean you got to, like, oh, I can't eat a hamburger every now and then. Of course you can. You know, you can do that, but treat your body good. If you want to treat somebody else good, why not treat yourself good?
Exactly.
You know, so you got to
That's the key
forward.
Right there. That's the key right there. Treat yourself good and love yourself enough to take care of yourself. And drink that water.
That's right.
Get off of that sugar. Quit smoking.
Yeah.
Quit excessive drinking.
That's right.
Listen to Mama Maria.
The body doesn't need it. That's right.
Listen to Mama Maria.
Because your body don't need any of that. Stop with the energy drinks. I know I'm going to get criticized a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you, those energy drinks are just no good. They're full of sugar.
Sugar.
It's full of false.
And they're bad for your kidneys.
So your body,
they're bad for your kidneys.
Yes.
So is excessive pre-workout, drinking excessive pre-workout. Now, I'm preaching to the choir over here, you know, but anyway.
That's right.
Well, Wendy, our time is up, and we just thank you so much. What an energetic person.
Wendy, I know that just because of circumstances and because of life, it took us a while to get you on, but you were the perfect guest for tonight's
radio show. You were, absolutely. Absolutely,
yes.
You were.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Show. Thank you.
And listen, we'll be coming to Jacksonville soon, and we're going to stop by and see you, and I've got a little prize for you. I'm going to bring you a little prize.
Thank you, Maria.
So we will see you soon. We'll try to connect with you. We'll be in Jacksonville on March 12th, for sure. We already know that. So we'll try to connect with you.
I'll be right here. Absolutely. I'll be right here, and I'm on my way now to start a class right now and motivate some more people.
Well, you do that, girl. You go home. Thank you so much, Wendy. Shaq, if you call in right now at 229-241-1059, we can let you read your poem if you want to. We've got just a couple of minutes left here. But anyway, I'm sorry we couldn't get you on any sooner than this. But Jim, what a great show! Even though it was talking about not a very popular subject.
Well, and let me say this too, real quick. You know, as people have reached out to us, you know, people call and some of these people we haven't talked to in a while, and so you catch up and say, "Well, what's going on with you?" And you're reminded that everybody's going through something.
Right.
Not everybody's going through cancer, but, you know, someone said, well, my child is very ill, or, you know, my teenager was in a bad accident, or, you know, my marriage is on the rocks, or we're fighting to save the family business. Everybody's going through something, whether we know it or not. Everybody's going through something. And so we just have to keep encouraging each other.
We do. Encourage one another.
And pray for each other.
And pray for each other. That's what the Word of God says.
And a lot of these lessons that we're learning with the cancer apply to other situations too.
Absolutely.
You know, just don't give up.
Don't give up. Well, Jim, a great show. It's Mike, it's your last show with us here, so we're going to miss you.
Hey, again, I'll miss you guys too, and always best of luck to you guys. You got this, so hey, I'm again looking forward to hearing you come back on air. So,
all right.
Thank you. Well, we're gonna, like I said, we will not be here on 105.9 WGA for a couple of months, probably, but we'll be back. And we may be doing some Facebook Live from home, which will be easier for me and as I recover. And so just thank you, Mike, for all you've done for us these past 4 years.
Of course. Anytime.
And God bless you on your new journey.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you to everyone who tuned in. And everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.